Welcome to the JOB Wrestling Podcast, the only podcast recorded in Buffalo, New York that brings you all WWE, TNA, ROH, and indie wrestling news. With your host, recording artist, chronic masturbator, registered vapist, blue collar asshole, Miley Cyrus's hairstylist, and a regular at your local strip club, Relentless and Joe City.
Hey everybody, how's it going? This is the JOB Podcast, JOB Wrestling Podcast. You can check us out on Podomatic.com or at Twitter, JOB_podcast. And this is our first ever episode. I am Relentless and my co-host,
Joe Cinney.
So we're going to get right into it. Give a little introduction to everybody to let them know, you know, who our favorites are, who we don't like, you know, the whole nine yards, just so you can get more familiar with us. And we can start off first. You can go.
Well, my favorite wrestling moment, favorite time was definitely with DX in the late 90s. I got into wrestling probably in 97, 98. Loved watching DX, Shawn Michaels, favorite wrestler of all time. I currently love how Goldust is back, but if I had to pick a guy that I currently like, would be probably CM Punk, just the way he wrestles. I like the technical style wrestling like Chris Benoit was. Sorry, I know I'm saying his name, but I'm saying it.
No, that's fine.
I mean, yeah, no, I do, you know, I know some people don't like him, but I was always a fan of him in the indies and ROH, and same thing with Danielson. But what about you, Matt? What's your favorite?
My favorite wrestler would be Stone Cold Steve Austin, just because of his impact and everything and how great he was on the mic, talking in the ring, the look, the whole nine yards that we already know about Austin. And my favorite time in wrestling would be that time, Austin McMahon era, because every single week it was something really, really fun and different to watch and, you know, the whole nine yards of it. And basically, that's pretty much it, except the worst time, I would say, is the PG era, and we're kind of getting a little bit out of the PG era. Let's hope it stays that way, but yeah, that's pretty much it.
And also, this is the only podcast, wrestling podcast, straight out of Buffalo. So if you're from the Buffalo area and you like wrestling, follow us at JOB_podcast. So let's talk a little bit about Raw on Monday.
Yeah.
We had Dee Bry turning on the Wyatts. That was a pretty quick turn already, but you know, I mean, I guess it had to happen. It wasn't really working out. You can tell there was some tension between the two. What'd you think about that cage match? I didn't watch the beginning of it because I was at work, but what'd you think of the later match?
I think it was pretty good. It was a really good match, especially for a cage match on Raw, which you don't see that much of.
You notice it was a different cage, too.
Yeah. They weird. Changed the cage every time.
Yeah, it's weird.
It went from the blue bars to
the black bars to the
black bars.
To
yeah.
Yeah, it was
at
weird.
At least it ain't the ROH fence cage that you could buy at your local hardware store.
Yeah.
But I think all in all, the match was good. I, myself, am just a little down about how quick it came and went with the whole storyline. You know what I mean?
I honestly don't even know what to say about it. I mean, you knew it was going to happen. I kind of would have liked to see it a little longer than 2 weeks. But I don't know. I mean, you could tell it really wasn't working. And I think that's why they just scrapped it right away. And who knows, maybe that's why they're doing it for the Rumble. Maybe he's going to win the Rumble.
Yeah.
I don't really know. But what about the New Age Outlaws turning on CM Punk last week?
I was very happy to see that. Because Punk doesn't need anybody really around him. I feel that he's just a guy who's better off solo. And I see this leading up to something close of the Authority storyline that they'll be a part of, because Punk running his mouth about Triple H and the whole nine yards and all that. So I see them siding with him and being part of that and becoming more of in-depth in the storyline and around more, instead of just, we're going to hear, you know, we're going to be tag teams and just do that, where now they're actually going to be a part of the show again.
I see a CM Punk Triple H WrestleMania match this year.
Definitely.
That's what I see. I mean, they've been building on it. They had a match, what was it, 2 years ago or something like that. I think it was at Money in the Bank or something. But, no, I definitely see that coming. And the whole thing with the New Age Outlaws, oh, you didn't know. Well, they're back, so.
Yeah.
They're on the main roster now, apparently, and you'll see them in the Rumble, I'm sure, and that's about it for that.
Next part we are going to get into is Kofi Kingston possibly being repackaged, and by that, he's been getting a good amount of victories that have been surprising. As on Raw, he just beat Randy Orton, who's, you know, the WWE World Heavyweight Champion. So that's something to really think about down the road in the future, and let's see how, you know, that goes. What do you think about it?
I mean, I do like, I mean, he's not really the best promo guy, but really.
No. Definitely not.
But he's a great wrestler, and I know I got friends that like Kofi Kingston just because he can wrestle really good. I mean, he is that guy that you would look at, he would be in ROH just the way he wrestled. I mean, he's a very good wrestler.
Yes.
And I'm thinking it's great that they're actually going to repackage him finally. If he is a repackage, I don't really know. I mean, if he's a guy, he's definitely the guy to get an upset victory. If it's going to be anybody, it's going to be Kofi Kingston. I hope they push him. I mean, maybe not World Heavyweight Champion, but something along that line. I mean, he definitely deserves it. He's definitely a workhorse of anybody.
No, I think he has the in-ring talent to be that good. The promos, you're right, promos are really bad.
But people, I mean, they get better. I mean, people can get better.
No, they can. It's just, I think the only promo guy that's black that's funny enough is Farouk.
Well, Booker T.
Booker T, too, yeah. Except Sucka and Hulk Hogan, we coming for you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Which kind of is a little sneak peek of what we're doing a little bit later in the show. It's the Steiner moment of the week. For those of you that know who Scott Steiner is, he's a pretty much a big, dumb steroid freak.
Big pop.
And actually, he calls his fans the freaks. And every week, we're going to pick an awesome promo from Scott Steiner. We're going to break it down. But that's a little bit later. Also on Raw, what about Ryback? Ryback was teaming with Curtis Axel. He had a tag match. They win? I don't remember.
I'm not really sure.
Don't really care.
Yeah.
But Ryback on Twitter, he's been tearing it up. He uses his real name now, Ryan Reeves. And it's either looking like he's tired of the WWE or it's some kind of storyline they're doing or something. What do you think?
I actually saw him at the live event right before he did the whole Twitter rant of I'm released and cops and the GPS and all that crap. I honestly think because he's been hurting so many people and just he's a liability and there's just nothing in Ryback. I thought that the second I saw him when he was doing the Feed Me More storyline. But they put him with Curtis Axel. It's two talentless idiots in a tag team that just aren't doing anything. I think they should both be released because Curtis Axel is an apple that fell way far away from the fucking tree.
Yeah, I mean, I like Mr. Perfect, and I really did like Curtis Axel, but and I thought it was great. They made him Intercontinental Champion, but the guy is just not his father when it comes to talking at all. I mean,
or wrestling.
And the wrestling, I mean, he's just an average wrestler, in my opinion. There's nothing crazy about him.
Yeah,
but,
well,
I mean,
at least Mr. Perfect's moves looked great every time he did it.
Because he was perfect at it.
Well, exactly. Perfect.
Best side of him definitely dripped down his mother's leg.
Yeah.
So, how about the Hall of Fame with the Ultimate Warrior, finally?
Well, I'm curious to see what he says. Because knowing past Warrior experience, he said a lot of shit that nobody knew what the hell he was talking about. Didn't make much sense. So I hope somebody at least writes it for him. Or he writes it himself and has somebody help him. Because I'm kind of scared of what he's going to start talking about.
Well, on his Twitter, it said he's finally in an agreement with the WWE for the first time in, what it was, like 15 years or something like that. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of the Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah.
But it's definitely well deserved, I guess. I mean, a lot of people liked him. I mean, he hasn't really won much. He won one Intercontinental Championship and one WWF Championship.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess. Why not?
Well, yeah.
And what else in the Hall of Fame? Who else do you think this year should be inducted? They were talking about possibly a match being inducted, a tag team.
Yeah, I saw
Jake
that.
Jake the Snake. I mean, what do you think?
Jake the Snake instantly. I just give him credit for just getting clean and coming back and really doing it, you know what I mean? Where he came back, and I couldn't believe he came back on Raw that night. So I think he deserves it, and I think you give it another year, Scott Hall, and then as for a match, which is really cool, there's tons and tons and tons of matches you can go to. I would like to see Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart, Iron Man match get put in there. I think that would be one of the best matches.
See, I think So they inducted the Four Horsemen with Ric Flair. And Ric Flair, he had a ring, and then with the Four Horsemen, he got another ring. I don't think they should have it like that with a match. I mean, if they were talking about the Hulk Hogan Piper match, and having every single one of them guys being inducted in a match, I say when they have a physical Hall of Fame that there's rumors that they're going to do, I think they should just put memorabilia from that match in there. I don't know if they should really put them in the Hall of Fame, per se, as everybody gets a ring, you know what I mean?
No, you're right. That makes sense, because you go to, like, baseball, football, or whatever, and here's Vince Lombardi's hat from the championship in 68. You're right.
Yeah,
makes
exactly.
More sense.
You don't see Curt Schilling getting a Hall of Fame ring because his bloody socks in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, you're right. That makes sense.
So now we're going to talk about the Royal Rumble a little bit. On the card here, we have John Cena in his rematch against Randy Orton, and we have Brock Lesnar against The Big Show, and it might be another match on there, maybe a Divas match, but I'm sure there's going to be other matches. So let's start off with the rematch, Matt. What do you think about You Can't See Me, John Cena, Superman, going against Randy Orton?
Well, the last match was pretty good match, except for the botch at the end where Cena fell, hit the table.
Slipped off the ladder. Slipped off the ladder. That was funny.
Yeah. I hope that this ends it. I'm tired of seeing this match. It's over with. I'm not the biggest fan of Orton. Definitely not the biggest fan of Cena, but I think Orton having the belt is better now because everyone's seen enough. You know what I mean?
You mean you're not bored of seeing The Shield versus CM Punk and two other guys?
Well, that too.
It's a dream match right there.
Yeah, it's
a dream
match.
Never happened.
But that's been going on too a lot. But just with the championship match, I think after this, Cena, I mean, it probably won't happen, but I would definitely like to see Orton have a different opponent.
Yeah, I always liked Orton. Lately, he's been a little gay. I think that's because of the whole PG era thing.
Yeah, he's been toned down, you're right.
But Orton against Daniel Bryan's getting old, but Orton as the champion, I'm not upset with. I like that. But I think at WrestleMania, you'll definitely see somebody else with the belt, whether it's Daniel Bryan or CM Punk or
whoever.
Yeah. It's going to be
the Rumble winner.
Right. Also at the Royal Rumble will be the return of Batista. Do you think he's going to win it, or what do you...
Yeah, because they're putting enough into him right now, and it was just released today that he signed his contract in September, so I think there's a lot of build-up. I think he's going to win it. I really do, because I don't see anybody else winning it, because they don't want to push anyone too high. I mean, the last one they pushed high enough was Bryan, and then he just got shitted on too quick.
Well, the last three guys who win the Rumble have went on to win the championship at WrestleMania. Before that, though, it was 7 losses in a row.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So it was Sheamus. Who else won it at the Rumble? Cena?
Of course. Yeah, he did win it. Punk won one, didn't he?
I don't think Punk's ever won the Royal Rumble.
No, he's never had.
I don't
think
he has. But also that
Bryan's won the Rumble.
No, I don't think he did.
He hasn't?
I don't think he did. Well, Matt's going to look that up, but while he's looking that up, other returns at the Rumble, possibly Y2J.
Yeah.
There was rumors that there were ads in the subways in Brooklyn saying that Jericho was going to be at a house show, and they demanded to get that out of there. Do you think Y2J is going to come back one more time?
Yeah, I definitely do. I think he's very underrated.
The guy's old now. You can't believe it. He's over. He's mid-40s now, I think.
That's crazy. Yeah, I think he's been very, very underrated for as great as he is, and he always likes to put over, you know, young talent and everything, and I think he's a really good help to the company. So to see him come back, I'll be happy to see that. He'll, you know, make somebody a star again like he has. Look at Fandango, for Christ's sake.
And any other returns at the Rumble, you think? I mean, there's going to be some NXT guys. There were rumors. Like possibly Bo Dallas, even though no one likes him.
God.
And I'll get into that next. But any other returns at the Rumble, do you think? Do you think, obviously, Sheamus is probably going to come back?
Sheamus definitely is coming back at the Rumble, without
maybe
a doubt.
Bourne, maybe? Or Christian?
I don't know about Christian. Christian just, I think he's just at the end of the career where he just needs to stop, because it's at a point where it's like, please, can you just quit already? Because you just keep getting hurt and getting hurt and getting hurt. You are right. Daniel Bryan did not win one. The last winners were John Cena, Sheamus, and Del Rio.
Del Rio, that's right. That was a 40-man one. Del
yep.
Rio.
Yep, 40-man Rumble. You are right.
So, again, Evan Bourne might be coming back for the Rumble. I know he's been ready for a while. They just never gave him anything. And I've heard that they're trying to push him to get into it now. And also, a match is going to be Brock Lesnar against the Big Show. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it would be a great match if they do another big spot, like, you know, the ring-breaking thing or something like that.
They did it twice. The second time was kind of gay.
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying, like, I think that would work out great if they came out with some big spot, some way, somehow, to really set that match off. Or else it's one or the other carrying each other the whole entire time. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Lesnar. I always have been. The Show I've always liked because he's always helped put people over and done the right thing. And he's really great in the ring for a big man. I think it would be a good match. They just got to do something to make it, you know, unique.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think it doesn't matter who wins this match because I think it'll be a good match, even though I'm not a big fan of the Big Show's matches just because he's so fucking big. And
he's not like the Khali, though.
He's going to break someone in half, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I do like the Big Show, and I think it'll be a good match to watch, even though it's two big guys. So that'll lead us into the NXT news for the week. Well, it's on Hulu Plus. It's going to be on the network when it comes out the 24th, and I think the first one's going to be the 27th.
Yeah.
It'll be a live two-hour thing is what they're saying. I don't know if it's going to be every week or what, but I've been watching on Hulu Plus for a while, probably about a good year, and I also watched it when it was FCW for a little while.
Yeah, FCW.
And so Matt isn't really familiar with it, so I'm going to give you the news. Matt's seen a little bit of it, so he knows a little bit of the guys. Well, the first match was Adrian Neville against Tyler Breeze, and it was a good match. The reason for this match was because Adrian Neville had a match against Bo Dallas for the championship a couple weeks ago. It was a lumberjack match, and Tyler Breeze pulled him out of the ring. Matt, you were watching that with
me. Yep, I remember that.
Tyler Breeze is basically like he looks like Zoolander, basically, and he comes out with a cell phone, and he's on FaceTime, and he's looking at himself the whole time doing the Blue Steel look. It's kind of a funny character, and he's actually a pretty good wrestler. He was Mike Dalton in the indie series and a little bit in the NXT. And Adrian Neville, they call him the man which gravity forgot. And it's pretty sweet because he does this
corkscrew shooting star press. It is.
Yeah, and
it looks amazing.
You can look him up on YouTube, the top 10 moves of PAC or PAC, whatever it is, and you'll see all his moves. He's really something crazy.
That finisher is awesome. I love that.
Well, Neville beat him with, it's called the Red Arrow, that move. And the second match was C.J. Parker, who they call him the Moonchild, and I think it's just a dumb character. I mean, it's sounds stupid. He looks like Dude Love mixed with acid. I mean, I don't even know.
He looks like a white Little Wayne that lived at Woodstock his whole entire life.
He's got these dreadlocks. He dances like a hippie.
Yeah.
He just looks like a total idiot. And he beats some glorified jobber. Can't really remember what his name is. I'm sure you'll never even see him on WWE. So
he's
not
a jobber,
matter.
So.
But he's not a jobber. He's a guy on the roster. He's just, someone stupid. And then the third and final match of NXT this week, which they usually do more than three, they did a lot of promos. Triple H came out, talked about the network a little bit. But it was Bo Dallas against Mojo Rawley, or whatever his fucking name is. And I don't like either character. I don't know if it was for the belt or not. They said he was still the champion, but they never announced it was a championship match. I don't really know what it was. Either way, Bo Dallas won. What do you think about Bo Dallas? I'll tell you what I think after you tell me what you think.
All right.
I got nothing good to say about him.
Well, neither do I. He's like Curtis Axel to me. The apple fell way far from the tree. And I'm not saying his dad, Mike Rotunda, was the best wrestler ever. But you look at Bray, who is a perfect character.
Who's his brother, by the way.
That's his brother, yeah. Through and through, great character. He reminds me of The Undertaker because of how long he can last and how believable he is. And then you look at Bo Dallas, who's like the size of John Cena's leg. They're trying to make him like a Cena where he's just a kick-ass guy and he always wins in the whole nine yards. Can't talk for shit. Can't really wrestle for shit. I'm just completely against Bo Dallas at all. I just think he's trash.
He's unbelievable is what he says.
Yeah,
well, he's unbelievably terrible.
Yeah.
It was terrible. He's just horrible.
He is unbelievable.
And you might have remembered him. He was in the Royal Rumble last year.
Wade Barrett.
And he had this little feud with Wade Barrett, and Wade Barrett whooped his ass, and that was about it. Mojo Rawley, on the other hand, they really like him for some reason. He's kind of a newer character. He's some guy that, in my opinion, he looks like a cokehead. he says, I don't get hyped, I stay hyped is what his thing is, and he jumps up and down like a monkey, and he's just, I don't know. I mean, he's an all right wrestler, but it's something different, I guess. And that also leads me into saying something about NXT. Honestly, it's more entertaining than watching SmackDown, and when the network comes out, I recommend it if you like wrestling. It's only an hour long. I don't know if they're going to keep it 2 hours when it goes on the network. but they really have the upcoming wrestlers coming out into the WWE. Antonio Cesaro was in there.
The whole Shield.
Help me out here. The Shield was in there. Bray Wyatt and the Wyatt family was in there.
Yes.
Basically, everybody that started out was in there, and they had some awesome matches. I mean, I know Sami Zayn, who's El Generico in the indie circuit.
Ole, 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 ole.
He had an awesome match against Antonio Cesaro. It was a 2 out of 3 falls match. Leo Kruger's in there, who I'm a big fan of.
Yeah, he's very good. I saw him.
He's basically like the South African, I don't know what you want to call him, like a, what do they call him? These guys that kills animals? Poachers, right?
Poachers,
he's
yeah.
He's like a poacher, basically. And there's a possibility he might get called up once the Rumble happens. That was a rumor also. I don't know. I hope they do. I really like him. And
well, I see NXT as ROH with better production and more money behind it. Obviously, because it's WWE. That's the way I see it. The up-and-coming stars, and everybody can wrestle, with the exception of Bo Dallas. But
yeah, Bo Dallas. I don't even know why he's their champion. It's horrible.
Well, they needed to throw it on
somebody. Seth Rollins was the first champion, then I went to Big E, and then I went to him. I mean, even Big E, like, I don't really mind watching him. I really don't like watching Bo Dallas.
No, not at all.
So, and even the divas or the women that wrestle there are actually better than the ones in the WWE. I mean,
well, even
Paige and Emma.
Yeah.
And even that one girl, Bailey, or whatever her name is. Summer Rae's in there. She's all right. Sasha Banks is a good wrestler. Yeah.
The big brute, the butch.
Oh, Alexander. Oh, yeah, you mean
Flair,
Flair's
Charlotte?
Daughter, Charlotte.
Yeah, the city she was conceived in.
She does some cool moves. I mean, she was like a gymnastics cheerleader or some shit like that. So she does some cool stuff.
She was
stuff.
Cheerleading for a friggin' fitness magazine.
No, I think
she
was a gymnastics or something like that. Yeah. And Alexander Rusev's another guy. I don't know if you've ever seen him when I showed you the NXT a few times. He's going to get a call up soon.
Yeah.
He's a big dude. He does the camel clutch. I don't know. They're just going to push him as like how the Great Khali first went to the WWE. He's going to be some kind of monster. And he's got his business associate, Lana, I guess her name is. And I don't really see anything coming out of that.
No, you're right. Khali just got big, went down, and stayed. Khali is a glorified jobber now.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he is, 110%. Because he can't move for shit. That's my biggest thing of why I like the Big Show, and I know you're not the biggest fan, but at least he can fucking move for being that big.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
Khali
I like the Big
can barely
show,
walk. You kick him in his leg, he's going to shatter.
I don't even know why he's...
No, he shouldn't have been in that company. I mean, Giant Gonzalez did better than him, and he was only around for like 12 minutes.
Absolutely horrible. And that is it for the NXT news.
We'll just jump into what the biggest news is right now, which would be the WWE Network. And as for everybody who doesn't know, WWE Network is basically Netflix for WWE. You want to watch ECW pay-per-views back in the day? You can watch them. WCW, you can watch them. Attitude Era, you can watch it. Monday Night Wars, you can watch it. NXT, like you said before, will definitely be on it without a doubt. You have Countdown, which, you know, people vote best wrestler, best promo, all that stuff, you know, basically the trivia.
Basically
stuff.
Like the top 10 for SportsCenter.
Yeah, top 10 for SportsCenter, you're right. And then you have Legends House, which I'm really looking forward to because you have Mean Gene Okerlund, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Tony Atlas.
Roddy Piper is on it.
Well, I was saving Piper for last because he's going to be the most entertaining.
Awesome.
Yeah. And they have just a lot of great content on there. What do you think about it?
What I'm looking forward to is there's another show that they're coming out with. It's there's a Monday Night Wars special they're doing, and it breaks down the Monday Night Wars, which I'm looking forward to. And then there's a WrestleMania moment thing.
Forgot about that.
Which that looks pretty cool. Basically, they break down a match at WrestleMania, and they talk to the guys that were in it, like when Hogan was against Andre or whatever. They're going to talk about that. I think that's going to be pretty cool. There's also live content 24 hours on it. I'm not really sure what that means. I'm not really sure what they're going to put on it, especially at 2 o'clock in the morning.
It could be, hey, guys, let's load up all this stuff into the truck and take the ring down and put it back up. Or
I'm thinking it's just
going to
be like the NFL Network. Like, they'll have stuff on there, and then I think, you know, they're just going to replay some old shit, I think, maybe.
Yeah, you're right. It would be the NFL Network.
Again, it's all on. There's on-demand stuff, which I'm looking forward to. It's $9.99 a month. It comes with all the pay-per-views.
That's another big thing I forgot.
It's a six-month subscription, though.
Mm-hmm.
You can only do 6 months. I don't know if you can do more than that. I'm not really sure. I know I'm going to get it.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting it without a doubt.
And I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be sweet.
Hulk Hogan, you can't suck my dick. You can't hold the franchise of Dark Crown. Because I am what this sport is about. And you are a caricature from the 1980s.
Also, talking about Hulk Hogan, as you heard Shane Douglas say, there's a rumor that he might be coming back for WrestleMania.
God.
I don't think he's going to wrestle. I mean, I read both of his books, and the guy's beat. He's absolutely beat down. He would have wrestled in TNA if he was going to wrestle.
Yeah, definitely, you're right.
I don't see him in a match. I see him as a manager, maybe, but I don't see him in another match. I think that's long and overdone with. I see him maybe managing a guy like I don't know, Piper wants to do a match with CM Punk and John Cena.
Yes.
And Piper, but they don't want to turn him heel and all this other stuff. So I don't really know what they're going to do. I'm sure Hogan's going to be involved with something. I don't know what. What do you think?
Well, you could do Warrior too, the three of them. But you're right, they don't want to turn Punk heel, so you got to get somebody else who's a voice box. But it already got ruined. My only guy I would say would be Ambrose, but that already was taken care of quickly with the whole Piper situation with Jake the Snake. If somehow they could work that back and then he has that guy, or each one of them takes a member of the Shield, you have the three of them. That could be another thing. I would like to see all three of them have a triple threat match at WrestleMania.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I mean, best of all three worlds. You have Dean Ambrose, who's a very technical wrestler. I compare him to William Regal or Brian Pillman.
And he can talk.
And he can really talk. I compare Seth Rollins to a high flyer, and a typical indie guy, like an old CM Punk or an old Daniel Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Roman Reigns, who's just a big powerhouse that likes to spear people and crush people and beat people up, like Mike Tyson would say.
Yeah, he would go great with Hogan. I would say Warrior would be more Rollins, and Ambrose would be more Piper, I would say. That would work out great. And I think that would help in not taking away from the main event.
Yeah, I would definitely say so.
Leave the main event itself. But maybe it would be so big that nobody would give a shit about the main event. Look at last year's.
Also, on the WrestleMania topic, do you think Undertaker, what do you think? He's coming back. Who's he going against? What is going on with the Undertaker?
I hope he's coming back 110%, and because the whole Lesnar thing is not really set in stone completely, I can see him going against Bray Wyatt because of the Kane thing, because of all that thing.
In my opinion on it, too early for Bray Wyatt. Maybe next year. He's still new. He's still fresh. I compare him to Raven, basically, Bray Wyatt. I mean, not necessarily putting people on crosses and shit, but he's a very dark character like Raven was in ECW. And I do see Undertaker coming back this year because I don't see it ending on an odd number. I don't see it ending with CM Punk. I see the Undertaker coming back. You know, maybe, I mean, Orton had a really good match with him a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Orton versus Undertaker.
But then there would be a championship involved.
What if Cena wins a championship at the Rumble?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean?
That would make sense. You got a point.
Or, I mean, it'll definitely be good no matter what. No matter if Tanker, whoever he goes against, it's going to be
Tanker.
Tanker.
Yeah. Taker.
The Undertaker.
The Undertaker. But, yeah, I don't know. We'll see how that turns out 110%. I hope it turns out great. It really does, and we get to see him one more time.
Any other WrestleMania matches you think is going to happen this year? That you'd like to see? Like a Punk Bryan, maybe? Or
Punk Bryan would be great, but I don't think they're ready to do that yet because of the way they're going with things, because they're both face now. Somebody has to be a heel. It would have made more sense if you would have stayed with the Wyatt family, because then you could have Bray Wyatt talking smack to Punk, them going back and forth, and then Bray Wyatt, because he always wants to be out of the situation but still in it, pushing Bryan on him. And saying, well, here's my guy against you, Punk. You know what I mean?
But I think D-Briz is too big of a face to do it.
No, yeah,
I know. And like CM Punk said at WrestleMania, it should be the biggest face versus the biggest heel.
Mm-hmm.
And right now I see Daniel Bryan, and I don't really even see a heel that is worthy of being a heel right now.
The only one you got that's the biggest is Orton.
And that's it. I mean, who else you got?
Yeah.
And then they should have kept... I mean, Alberto Del Rio, they should have got more heat on him. I think he would have been great.
Yeah, he just can't talk
for sure. Or Dolph Ziggler, but he with his concussions and all that shit. Oh, yeah.
Ziggler's at his end. I don't see him lasting much longer. As much as I think he's very good and talented in the ring, I just don't see him lasting longer. He's got that curse now where he's not going to be able to stay healthy enough, and he's going to be a liability.
His brain's basically done.
Yeah, he's shot.
Yes.
With spaghetti hair. And here is the Scott Steiner moment of the week.
For the WCW World Heavyweight title, and I know for a fact you're not going to lay down for this guy.
That's right, Mean Gene. I don't lay down for nobody, and whether I leave here world champion tonight, it don't matter, because it's not going to change my focus on getting even with Goldberg for fracturing my face. What? And a fall ball. Goldberg, I'm going to get even with you for fracturing my face, and I'm going to prove to you that I'm the man with the largest arms in the world. I'm the genetic freak, and size does matter. But that statement, Mean Gene, comes true whether I'm in the ring or out of the ring. See, when I have my freaks horizontal, they understand size. They appreciate size, and size does matter. And they know that they don't have to wait for the earth to rotate on a 47-degree axis so the stars can touch the sky and create an equinox so they can see the Big Dipper. No, no, no. All they got to do is call the Big Papa, because I'm the man with the Big Dipper, and satisfaction's coming when I go behind and do the bump and grind. And it's only a matter of time because they call me the Big Bad Booty Daddy. So Goldberg, realize this. I only care about two things in this world, my freaks and my peaks. And when I beat your bald ass down at Fall Brawl, and I'm about to put you in a Steiner recliner, I'm going to whisper in your ear, size does matter, bitch.
All right, so that was our Scott Steiner moment of the week. Every week we're going to play a clip from the one and only Scott Steiner, the best promo man in the entire universe. And, Matt, I just don't know what to say about that. I just think, and it seems to be repetitive with guys that take steroids, whether it's Hulk Hogan, the Ultimate Warrior, Scott Steiner, don't matter who, they can't cut a promo. I just think they need to slow down, take a deep breath, and just talk like a normal person. Well, I mean, what the fuck is he talking about?
Well, him, Hogan, Ultimate Warrior, those guys, it depends, because if you think about it, what creative they had in their contract to say what they wanted to say. So I think a lot of those guys got away with saying what the fuck they wanted to say, whether it made sense or not, because they had that pull. I know from our experience with Steiner, Steiner's a loose cannon, and he gets fucking pissed off when you talk shit to him.
I mean, Hogan, I guess, wasn't as bad as the other two, but what the fuck was he talking about? His fans are horizontal? What does that mean?
Like, he gets his freaks horizontal.
His freaks are horizontal. His freaks are his fans, I would assume. That's got Steiner
language.
Yeah,
so he wants to fuck all of us.
And then he's going to whisper in Goldberg's ear.
Yep.
And he's talking about the Earth's rotation of the 45 to 47 degree axis of the Earth. And
that
Big
sounds
Dipper.
Like fucking Ultimate Warrior, actually.
So is he talking about his penis, or is he actually talking about the Big Dipper? I don't really know.
Well, he's going to whisper in his ear, size does matter. So while he's doing the Steiner recliner, so if you think about it, he's laying there with his ass on Goldberg's back. So Goldberg's back is going to feel his penis, and we're going to see if size matters. You got to ask Goldberg that one.
I don't know. That's Scott Steiner, and he definitely seems like a guy that would drive like a lifted pickup truck, you know, like with a tiny penis that goes to the gym every day.
Oh, of course. He's got to make up for it.
800
no
steroids, different types, mixes them. And
raisin balls.
I mean, if you looked at Scott Steiner from when he was with the Steiner brothers, and
he had
the mullet, you know, and
yeah, the headgear, because he's kind of retarded.
Yeah, and then he went to the chainmail, and I think the chainmail, it's like when people have like plates in their head or something like that, and they put the aluminum foil on their head, and it blocks the fucking radiation or something. You know?
Yeah, that's like Signs with Mel Gibson.
Like, he can't fucking focus when he's got the chainmail on his head. It's like Dolph Malloy when he's got the armbands, and it's cutting off the circulation to his fucking brain.
Yeah,
I think that's
right.
The same thing.
Yeah, good point.
So every week we're gonna post a clip of Scott Steiner. That was the first one. I think I already got the next one coming.
All right. Well, just to make sure, so we have enough feedback, what you think about the whole entire show, especially the Steiner clips, you can reach us on Twitter at @JOB_podcast.
And if you have a Scott Steiner clip you'd like us to play, definitely send it to us, because I love watching shit like that. I know Matt does, too.
Yeah,
I mean, it is hysterical, the shit he says. Yeah. It doesn't even make sense half the time.
Oh, I can't wait for next week's.
So, speaking of guys that just absolutely suck, I mean, Scott Steiner, you know, he does the belly-to-belly, and he's got that one, it's a pretty cool move he does, but he never does it anymore.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Steve Corino.
The king of sucking dick. I mean, king of old school, sorry.
I was listening to podcast or the radio show on, well, what is it? It's tune the fans in here.
Shooting the Mainstream, which is on the TuneIn app through Hatchet Radio that I am actually a host with my two other colleagues, which is Crimson Jester and El Toro Loco. Yeah, Steve Corino got brought up.
Steve Corino got brought up, and it's on at 11 o'clock.
Thursdays.
And Steve Corino got brought up, and I'm sorry, but he is a nobody. And I have his stats here. He's won a whole bunch of, like, weird things, like NWA, Mid-South, NWA, Florida, Georgia, all this weird shit. He's only won the ECW World Heavyweight Championship once, and he's won two AWA championships. Now, that doesn't really mean anything.
No, you're right. It doesn't. And
I don't think the guy was ever in the WWE. If he did, he didn't do anything.
Or dark matches.
Or WCW. And if he did, I'm sure he got beat up by the NWO.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Steve Corino is not good.
No.
He was at the ballpark brawl. He said he was the king of hardcore. Everyone cheered him.
And we
that
said,
night, we flipped him off and said, you suck, dude.
Yeah,
like,
you're
not good.
No, he's trash. That's the thing that me and Crimson Jester didn't agree on about Steve Corino. I've never liked him. I thought the only importance he ever had is when he was with Scum, which was with Steen and all that. And I think that's it, his whole career. He was one of those guys that came in ECW later and didn't realize it was a sinking ship. And he's like Rhino. Like, people want to give fucking Rhino credit. Are you kidding me? Rhino and Corino are all in that same boat. And who was another one? Roadkill was another one that was in there. They're just part of that same group. Oh, I'm ECW. You were ECW in the last 12 fucking minutes, dude. I mean, come on. Stop running with that.
And if you want to disagree with me, you can tweet me at HeelCinny and tell me what you think about Steve Corino. But he's not a good wrestler at all. I don't think so. So let's get right into the TNA segment. They don't do pay-per-views anymore because they can't get any people to buy it. I don't even think they have 500 people
to
watch the whole show.
Free.
So their pay-per-view used to be called Genesis, so they just put it live on Thursdays now.
Which is Impact.
And it was a two-part thing. First part, I mean, not a whole lot of stuff. I mean, you saw Magnus came out with... I mean, this is the first time I've been watching TNA in probably... had been 5 months last time I watched it. I think D-Von was part of Aces and Eights when he first came out. And Magnus came out with Dixie, and it just looked like they're trying to do some corporation shit, a knockoff of which, I mean, if it works, it works, but... really does not work. Magnus is not... I mean, wrestling-wise, maybe he's a decent wrestler, but I don't believe him as any kind of, like, champion. What do you think?
Well, we said the same thing on Shooting the Mainstream the other night about how Magnus just isn't believable, and a lot of British champions aren't believable, and I believe Magnus only got the championship because of their new deal with the UK. He can't talk, doesn't have the look, can't wrestle...
Fuck you and fuck your mom and fuck this and the other.
It's just all in all a trash move just to kind of kiss ass to the UK pretty much.
So with the UK being brought up, so if you were to give a guy a belt, whether it's the ROH World Heavyweight, the TNA Heavyweight, or the WWE World Heavyweight, current UK guy, who would you give it to?
Neville.
Adrian Neville.
Instantly Neville.
From NXT.
Yes. Instantly because of, you know... guy who defies gravity or gravity doesn't apply to him, whatever they say. I think that he would be the best because he's the most interesting to watch. The rest of them just put me to sleep. I mean, William Regal, if he came back, even though now he looks like bird shit, but you know what I mean.
I like Bad News Barrett. I know you don't.
No, I'm not a fan of him.
But I kind of like his repackaged Bad News Barrett kind of thing. That's kind of funny.
His third repackage?
I see him, because if you notice the past 2 weeks, not this past week, but... the Legend, the Old School Raw, and the week before that, he cut off Booker T twice. It'd be cool. I mean, I think maybe they'll do a match together. Maybe not at the Rumble, but maybe...
Down the road,
I see them having a match.
Booker T's used to being cut off. He got cut off by The Rock the second he debuted, which we talked about on the show the other night, too.
Right, and Booker T actually came back and had a match with Cody Rhodes not too long ago.
No, actually, I don't remember that.
Yeah, that was probably about a year ago. I mean, he had a match with Cody Rhodes... I don't remember if it was WrestleMania, but he did come back. I think it was last year or 2 years ago. He had a match with Cody Rhodes, and same kind of thing. He was cutting Booker T off, and they ended up getting a match together. So, anything else on the TNA side of things? I mean, there's the Chris Sabin and Austin Aries thing with Velvet Sky going to be in the some kind of cage.
Yeah, that's just...
I see it being a good match just because I like both wrestlers as wrestlers.
Yeah. I have never been a fan of Austin Aries. He's always just irritated me, and I thought he was just trash. I think he's a better wrestler than Saban. Saban keeps getting hurt all the fucking goddamn time, and Saban just needs to throw in the towel or find somebody to be in a tag team with, because the tag team was the only time he was really relevant.
When he was with Shelly.
Motor City Machine Guns, correct?
That's right.
Yeah. That was pretty much the only time I could enjoy Saban, and from now on, it's just irritating, especially when he won the title from fucking Bully Ray, which was the stupidest thing you possibly could have did in wrestling, is give it to some guy who, oh, here, we feel sorry for you because you keep getting hurt, so here, let's put a title on you when you're not believable, you have no buzz behind you, nothing at all, nobody cares. Let's take it off the guy who's holding the company right now.
It's kind of like what they did with Rey Mysterio when Eddie Guerrero died.
Yep.
So...
fuck Mysterio.
I mean, like, I kind of like both guys, but, like I said, it's going to be a good wrestling match. But yeah, and other than that, I mean, there's Bully Ray going against, I call him Mr. Anderson, or Mr. Kennedy.
Well, sorry, a lot of people call him Mr. Anderson.
I call him Mr. Kennedy. I don't call him Mr. Anderson. That'll be the first time you'll ever hear me call him that. I like both, I like Kennedy better than I like Bully Ray, but, I like the angle they got. I like how Bully Ray is this Derricker kind of guy lighting people on fire and shit. I mean, it's kind of gay that's the secondary storyline that they're going with, and yeah. This whole Dixie Carter thing is the primary. I think it's funny that Jeff Jarrett walked out of TNA.
Well, he had to.
But other than that, that's about it for TNA. Part 2 of Genesis is next week.
To add to the Bully Ray thing with Ken Anderson, I think Bully Ray and Anderson, okay, because I have to say Anderson, not Kennedy. I didn't like him when he was Kennedy. I actually liked him more when he was Anderson. But I think you have your top guy still, which is Bully Ray, because I'm a huge fan of him, and I just think that he works perfectly, and he's great at what he does. You have your second guy, which is Anderson. There's no Styles anymore. I mean, there's really nobody left. So I can give Anderson that credit. I think that should be the top-of-the-line thing, and I think there should be the title involved, because Magnus being champion is idiotic. But, yes, I definitely think that match was a great match. It was no disqualification and all that, and that storyline's going very well, where there was a coffin, and he threw in the blankets for, you know, Anderson's two twin babies that were just born and all that. So, yeah, I definitely am rolling with that one. I think that's the best one they have on the whole thing. And fuck Dixie Carter.
So, moving on to the ROH side of things, which, in my opinion, I like watching ROH, but I like watching TNA. You can actually go on their website, ROHWrestling.com, and you can sign up for free, and you can watch any episode of ROH, the current ones or the past ones. It's free, and you can watch it right on your laptop or your computer, and it's high definition. You don't have to wait till Sunday at 11 o'clock to watch it. And we watched Final Battle 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
Which we saw the return of Chris Hero.
Yep.
It was Adam Cole, right, against...
Michael Elgin versus Jay Briscoe.
Jay Briscoe.
Yep.
Which, that match kind of... I don't know. It was in the Hammerstein Ballroom. It was, I think, too much.
It was...
A lot of kickouts by Michael Elgin.
Yeah. I think it was too much of that type of bullshit, but not enough where... It was hard-hitting and hardcore. And I know I'm a big hardcore dude, but you're in the Hammerstein fucking ballroom. It's your world championship match. You need to do a little bit more to do that whole entire building some fucking credit and some, you know, dignity. You know what I mean?
But, again, we didn't watch the whole final battle, though. We only watched Mark Briscoe, and we watched that triple threat. So I don't know. Maybe Kevin Steen had something more hardcore. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, but I mean, just as the championship match itself should have had a little more to do with it.
Besides Adam Cole going through the table.
Oh,
Choke slam. But basically what happened was Adam Cole almost won by a count out, told the ref no, both guys got in the ring, Matt Hardy came out, gave people some twist of fates.
Matt Hardy needs
to just give it up.
Jesus Christ.
And then...
nobody liked him when he was in the tag team, but that was the only time he mattered.
And then Mark Briscoe came out, helped out Jay Briscoe a little bit, and Adam Cole ended up getting the victory with the twist of fate, I think it was, or it was a roll-up or something. No, he kicked out a twist of fate.
He got him with the roll-up.
He got him with the super kick.
Super kick.
Yeah, because Jay Briscoe went for a power bomb and he kicked him in the face.
Yeah.
But at the very end of the show, a return of Chris Hero came out of the crowd and gave people some elbows. And
if your people don't know, if you're too fresh, he was Cassius Ohno in NXT.
Right, but he's more known as Chris Hero in the indie circuits, and this guy is just, I love his moves. He hits people with his elbow, and it looks, I mean, I know wrestling's fake, as people say, but
yeah.
This looks fucking good when he hits people with that elbow. I know he does something called the Rubik's Cube, which basically bends someone like a pretzel and lands on their head. It's pretty sweet. Mm-hmm. And we saw a return of him, and then on this past week of ROH Wrestling, we saw Chris Hero went against Kevin Steen.
One of my favorites, Kevin Steen. I think he's one of the best.
And I thought that was a pretty decent match. I mean,
it was.
Steen ended up giving Hero a Tazplex, landed on his fucking head,
yeah.
And pinned him. Yep. And then someone choked out Steen. I don't know who it was.
Yeah, some random guy. I can't even tell you who it was. I feel that is a good feud because they're both great in the ring. I mean, Hero's not the best talker. Steen's a total package. Hero don't have the look. He looks like a woman cheerleader, Jesus pothead.
Yeah, he definitely looks like an idiot.
Yeah, he does. He just doesn't have the look. He's too comical.
He should just go back to the pants and the long hair and
the cape.
When he was teaming up with Claudio.
Yeah, he should definitely do that. But yeah, that's a really good storyline and feud they're going to have. And besides that, they had, what was his name, Raymond Rowe versus
Congo.
Congo looked like Brodus Clay went to a gay bar and did acid, pretty much.
Well, basically, they got a tournament going on. It's a tournament of, like, these guys. I don't even think they're signed by ROH.
It's like Gut Check, kind of, or Tough Enough,
or something like that. Basically, guys that are just in the indie circuit wrestling. I thought that Raymond Rowe guy looked pretty good, though. I thought he did some few...
He did. He worked around the FUPA very well.
Yeah, for wrestling a big guy's finish was pretty sweet. He had him up in a full Nelson. Threw him up like he was going to do a Bubba Bomb and kneed him in the back of the head. And pinned him. That was a pretty cool move.
Yeah, and the FUPA hit him in the face. You could see a little red mark from it.
And then...
stop with the FUPA.
The biggest news in the ROH scene is AJ Styles coming back.
Yep.
Whether it's a part-time thing, a full-time thing, not really sure. Not really sure if he's coming back to TNA.
It's looking more full-time for ROH, though, because...
Does TNA, he put some more dates on his...
Yep.
His calendar and... Like I said, it would have been cool to see him in the Royal Rumble, but...
Oh, it would have been.
He's obviously too old for the WWE, right? So
yeah, and he doesn't want to job to people and get shitted on like the rest of those guys. So you got a point. And what are they going to do, put him in NXT? He's been around for too long.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what they should have just done is do what they did in the 90s. Like, it's AJ Styles. It's AJ Styles. Oh, wow, he's a free agent. Let's pick him up. Let's use him. People know him.
Yeah, but they'll change his name.
They don't do that now. They just...
Give him something stupid. You're right.
Exactly. Like, how... Bret Hart left the WWE, went to WCW. They stuck with the name. They stuck with the same character
because
everyone knew who he was.
Yeah.
That's what they should do.
Even though they didn't do much with Bret Hart when he was there, but yeah. That's WCW, though. You're right. Yeah, that's really it for the JOB podcast for tonight. We'll be back next week. And if you guys want to, you can follow us on Twitter at JOB_podcast. Individually, you can follow me at Relentless716 on Twitter. You can follow Joe Cinny at HeelCinny on Twitter.
And catch us on Podomatic.com. I'll have more details on the Twitter on Twitter for us. And I'm pretty sure you're just going to have to click on JOB Wrestling, and it'll be right on there. You hit the download button. We will be on iTunes soon. It takes a few weeks for that to work out. But for now, just check us out on podomatic.com. And as for Relentless, this is Joe Cinny. Have a nice day.
Bang, bang.